From the Anajar and Levine Studios in downtown West Palm Beach, you are listening to Ken Lavicka Live on ESPN 106.3.
Good news. The frozen meals that I purchased at a Publix for lunch have been retrieved. Now, they're warm. The bottom sides of them, though, I left them in my car on the roof of the sixth-floor parking garage here at the Phillips Point Towers. That's where we at ESPN West Palm are relegated to park. Thanks, Phillips Point. Stephen Ross, what's up? But they're still a little bit cold on the undersides of them, so I'm going to go with it.
Nice.
I'm going to eat them.
Nice.
They probably don't need the 5.5 minutes they were going to need to cook, but I'm going to go with it, like 4 minutes. Just adjust for time. Adjust for heat.
Make some adjustments, unlike those Baltimore Ravens.
That's right. Making adjustments. I'm gonna find an elite receiver. I'm gonna help out my quarterback. I'm just gonna put 4 minutes on the Greek chicken that I got. All right. Hour two, Ken Lavicka live here on ESPN 106.3. Stone, shall we get to the Baptist Health Orthopedic Care Injury Emporium?
Hut! Green! Hut! Hut!
Oh, no. There's a man down.
Oh, that wide receiver core in Kansas City that Stone loves so much. So much. He thinks Patrick Mahomes, without Tyreek Hill, hey, it's okay because you've got Juju Schuster-Smith. You've got...
Juju Schuster-Smith.
Did I say Schuster-Smith? Sorry. Smith-Schuster.
That's his twin brother.
Yeah. But they have the same name. They just flip their last names around. Exactly. Mecole Hardman. They're gonna fill the gap left by Tyreek Hill. Uh-oh, groin problem. Mecole Hardman came off the field yesterday with what the Chiefs are saying is a groin issue. You can't have the three new receivers in Kansas City. You can't have one of them go down.
You're the one who knows the playbook the most.
Exactly.
And I don't know what a groin spasm is anyway, but so we got to figure that out.
No, well, a groin spasm is your muscles are tightening up in your groin and it's painful. Like that's a spasm, is that your groin is contracting and your groin is expanding and then contracting and expanding and it's painful and it's bad, especially when it's in your groin. Not good.
We'll never know what that feels like because we don't run 4-2-40-yard dashes and run that fast.
Stone, trust me, as you get older, there's nothing your body can't be afflicted by. As you get older, you can simply be walking or getting up out of a chair, and that could cause a groin spasm.
I suppose you get groin spasms from other physical activity.
Like watching Tua throw a 55-yard touchdown to Tyreek Hill? Yeah, groin spasm.
Well, I was really getting at baby-making, but...
That's the equivalent of baby-making to me now as a 38-year-old man. Makes me tingly in my groin and maybe spasmy. But Mecole Hardman with his spasming groin, that is the subject of our Baptist Health Orthopedic Care Injury Emporium. Hey, at least Juju Schuster-Smith is healthy and Juju Smith-Schuster. Both are healthy. Have no fear. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain? Need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/orthocare to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/orthocare for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/orthocare. So yesterday, your boy, LeBron James, got himself a big old contract.
The biggest
contract in NBA history. So for me, though, and I know you're a big LeBron guy, Stone. You love watching LeBron. You'll tune in anytime LeBron is on. He's appointment viewing for you.
Yes.
But at this point in his career, to get that contract, it's not necessarily something he has earned. To me, it's more of a lifetime achievement award. It's more of the Lakers trying to stay relevant. Keep in mind, this is a Lakers team that two of the last 4 years hasn't made the playoffs, and then one of those years couldn't get out of the play-in. Or they did. They lost in the first round to the Suns 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So, but this is a team that, yes, they won a championship under LeBron, but it was in the bubble. One year, they needed a play-in to get into the playoffs, and then the other 2 years, they have missed the playoffs outright. LeBron does LeBron things, but not nearly as frequently as he used to do LeBron things. This is a Lifetime Achievement Award.
I would not disagree whatsoever with it being a Lifetime Achievement Award, but I will throw back in your face that your Miami Heat, our Miami Heat, also made it to the NBA Finals, but it was in the bubble.
Okay, but they also went to an Eastern Conference Finals then subsequently to that.
LeBron needed rest.
They've never needed a play-in to get into the playoffs. They have been no worse. They've been no worse than a five seed. Okay? I'm just saying. They've been no worse than a five seed.
But it was for sure a Lifetime Achievement Award. They just wanted to make it based off of principle. Like,
but does he deserve big money? Thing. Sure. But like not based on what he's done with the Lakers, in my opinion.
I agree with you. I think any team would have done this and coughed up, you know, $97
million.
See, that's
the thing. I wonder if, well, I'm saying it's a Lifetime Achievement Award. I do think that any team with the resources would have done that. They would have cleared the cap space to do the $97 million. But, again, he's not the best player in the NBA. That's best player in the NBA money. He is not that. Like, that's something Kevin Durant should get in a contract.
Yeah, it's a good point. I wonder what Kevin Durant thinks of LeBron James getting paid.
I don't know. Maybe he'll tweet about it. Maybe he'll tweet about it.
Maybe he will.
But it's a tough sell on that contract, considering there are some who believe that in that city, the Lakers aren't even the best team in that city. One of those people is Stephen A. Smith, and he sounded off on it yesterday on First Take. Here's Stephen A. Smith after LeBron James signed that two-year, $97 million deal with a third-year option.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is no rivalry in L.A. The Los Angeles Clippers have beaten the Lakers like 32 of the last 38 or 39 times. They beat them, I think it's like seven straight. It's been complete dominance. And last year, they did it without Kawhi. Well, Kawhi's coming back. With Paul George. They picked up John Wall, who is no scrub. We keep forgetting, and that's John Wall's fault why we forgot how good he can play. But the brother can ball, okay? I got news for you. Lakers ain't even the best team in L.A. The Clippers are mopping the streets of L.A. with the Los Angeles Lakers. So keeping LeBron James is a big thing because he wants to stay, and he's one of the greatest players ever and clearly one of the greatest players in the game today still. That's a big deal because he wants to stay. But let's not act like because he's staying, we need to be having a championship conversation. Lakers ain't a part of that equation. They got a lot to prove to us before we should be talking about them in that light.
I think that's well said. I think that's extremely well said. Now, I'm not interested, however, in having the conversation about who's the best basketball team in L.A. The point of me bringing it up is that the Lakers, and Stephen A. Smith is right, we're not having any championship conversation. Not the way Anthony Davis has fallen off. Not the way that LeBron is not getting any younger, right? But
and Russell Westbrook coming off one of his best seasons of his career.
Yeah. If you count the amount of times he shot the ball off the side of the backboard as excelling, then yeah, he had one of the best seasons of his career.
Of all time.
Truly did. But LeBron and the Lakers, they get 39. Count them, 39. For you Spanish speakers, 39 nationally televised games this year for a team that did not make the playoffs, didn't even come close to making the playoffs a year ago. A team that needed a play-in 2 years ago to get to the playoffs and got ousted in the first round. A team that in LeBron's first year didn't make the playoffs. A Lakers team that's going to prominently feature Russell Westbrook, likely as a starter. 39 nationally televised games. You know who I have no desire to watch 39 times on national television, get force-fed them on TNT or ESPN to myself? That's the LA Lakers. I have no desire.
Out of those 39 games, how many games do you think I have the desire to watch?
39.
39!
Yeah, because you're a LeBron guy. The Lakers, a team that didn't make the playoffs, 39 nationally televised games. Stone, ask me how many nationally televised games this year the Eastern Conference runner-ups from a year ago get, the Miami Heat.
How many?
13. 13.
That's worse than not playing on Christmas.
13.
13.
Hey, Stone asked me how many national televised games a team in the New York Knicks who have won one playoff game in 20 years get this year.
How many?
Two playoff wins in 20 years, sorry. 16. The Lakers, non-playoff team, 39 nationally televised games. The Knicks, non-playoff team, 16 nationally televised games. The Heat, the Eastern Conference runners-up, 13. Make it make sense. Make it make sense.
Those are pretty juicy numbers.
I mean, it is ridiculous. The Knicks, certainly not destination viewing. I at least understand the Lakers. But for me, I have no interest in watching either. I have no interest in watching either. But it does beg the question, other than your teams, which is a team you'll always give at least a quick glance to if they're on national television? Who is a team if they're not one of the teams you root for? A team just based on how they play or one of their stars that you'll always at least give a chance to when they're on national television. You don't get sick of them. You'll peek at them at the very least. Who's a team other than your teams you root for you'll always give at least a glance to on national television? 888-760-3776, 888-760-3776. Tweet at KLV1063. That's 888-760-3776. Because for me, I think it comes in football. And for whatever reason, I always find myself, I will tune into the Raiders. I don't know why. I don't know if it's just like a Raiders thing. I don't know what the draw is. I don't know if it's especially in Las Vegas, but it was especially when it was in Oakland, especially if they were playing at home in Oakland. I just liked the setting. I liked the black hole. I liked that entire thing. The Raiders always draw me in for some reason. I'm not a Raiders fan at all, but it always draws me in because it feels like football. It feels like 4:15 football to have the Raiders on. Other than your teams, what's a team, any sport you'll always give at least a glance to if they're on national television? 888-760-3776, 888-760-3776. And with that, let's start our Friday finale, shall we? Because it's time to bring in the cuddle monster himself. I love to see his hairy face. J-Mart is in.
It's Friday. It's one. It's time for the Friday finale on Ken Lavica Live, featuring ESPN West Palm OG J-Mart. Welcome to the Friday finale featuring J-Mart, right now on Ken Lavica Live.
39 nationally televised games for the Lakers. Spare me, Adam Silver. J-Mart's here. We do it every Friday here on Ken Lavica Live. I know you don't sit down a ton to view sporting events, J-Mart.
Right.
Now, for someone like you that doesn't do that often, mm-hmm. and you're not a cynic, and you're not a pessimist like me,
mm-hmm.
you tend to have or try to have a sunshiny outlook on the world.
Sure.
LeBron on your television 39 times on national TV, like that in and of itself, is that a selling point to you? Like, hey, LeBron's on. I'll at least give it 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah, I love LeBron.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And
I'm
see,
a LeBron
this is
guy. Always have been.
I think I might be in the minority here. That me, I'm looking at the Lakers suck.
Mm.
Now, will I hate watch the Lakers? Do I enjoy seeing Russell Westbrook shoot 15-footers off the side of the backboard? I'm okay with that. But that's the only scenario, really, where I've been watching the Lakers. I haven't been watching the Lakers to witness the greatness of LeBron.
Yeah.
I've been watching the Lakers because I'm like, ha, ha, oh, they're terrible.
I don't think you and I's interest in the Lakers would overlap at all. And,
no,
and I
the
say
Venn
that,
diagram, it wouldn't really Venn.
Totally.
It would be separate.
Because I would be into it as long as they're winning. If they start losing and losing and losing, I'm going to fade out and sort of go away because I don't really want to watch that. I am a LeBron fan, but I don't want to watch that team lose over and over and over again. That's when you're going to jump in and enjoy it.
Right, right.
Exact opposite.
But, man, 39 nationally televised games for a non-playoff team. In fact, a team that wasn't even close last year. That's a tough sell, man.
Yeah, so you quizzed me. I wanted to quiz you. What do you think the team win total is at preseason for the Lakers? Because you're going to love these numbers.
Where'd they end up this year?
Ooh. I think it was 34.
Yeah,
I believe.
I was gonna say 34. The initial number in my head was
way higher.
34.
That's gonna be way higher than that.
37.5 for the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, what about the Miami Heat?
That puts them sub 500 for those scoring at home. The Heat probably at like 42.
52.5 games.
Holy good sweet Jesus.
Wow.
Now to the New York Knicks.
Oh God. 31.
35.5 games.
So they're just two behind the Lakers, or 1.5 games behind the Lakers.
Mm-hmm. And the Clippers at 39.5 games. So the team with 52.5.
13 nationally televised games. I'm about to bang my temple into the microphone.
And the team win total with 35.5. The New York Knicks have more than the Miami Heat.
I cannot explain that, first of all. Okay? That is patently ridiculous. You can't tell me Jimmy Butler doesn't spur conversation, doesn't draw eyeballs. That is atrocious, okay? But I also can't fully explain why, if I'm flipping through channels and there's a team on national television, why the Raiders pull me in. I don't know if it's just the allure of that team, how they look. I don't know, but it's been since I was a kid. I have no connection to the Raiders other than Brian McLevin-Rowitz being a Raiders fan. Other than that, I have nothing. I don't know if it's the silver and black uniforms. I don't know if it was the black hole in Oakland. But to me, it just feels like football. At 4:15, flipping through, seeing the Raiders on my television, I'll give it a pop. Even for a couple of minutes. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It's one of those things that just appeals to you, though.
See, you asked that question, and I took it a totally different direction.
Okay.
Like, I went, my mind went immediately to a player.
See, and that's what's fascinating about this question, because you are probably certainly not the only one who's going to go that route.
Sure.
Because I had a feeling that was the case, because A, your love of sports cards, and we'll get to the starting
Absolutely,
five later
yeah,
on
yeah.
here in the Friday finale, but fantasy sports, the way we view sports in 2022, especially in the NBA,
yep, absolutely.
It lends to focusing on a certain player, and then by extension, that team.
Exactly. Yeah. So for me, the team that does that is, and it is definitely rooted in sports mm-hmm. cards, but it's actually much, much deeper than that now. The Dallas Mavericks. If I see them on, yeah. I want to see what Luka Doncic is doing, because I really believe that that kid is different. He is and I'm really excited now seeing these pictures of him on the Slovenian team yes. looking trimmed.
He's actually put some work in the gym this offseason.
He's like, that kid is different. I'm a big fan. So yeah, I will definitely watch him.
Think how significant it is, just to show you the level of star power that Luka has achieved. He not only plays on Christmas as one of the featured matchups, he gets LeBron on Christmas, and the game's not in LA. It's a home Luka game against LeBron. When is the last time that, or how many times has LeBron been a visiting draw on Christmas? He's typically playing at home on Christmas. That's significant. Like, that shows you. And past sports cards, I mean, J-Mart, you're certainly not the only person who's going to say, oh, the Mavericks, that's a team that I'll tune into because of Luka.
Yeah, I mean, he's the future of the NBA, in my opinion.
You and millions, I think, probably yeah. share that same refrain. Who's a team, and I think it matters, the player on that team. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a great point. Other than your team, though, what is a team in any sport you're always going to give at least a glance to if they're on national television? 888-760-3776, 888-760-3776. Twitter is open, at KLV1063. We are in the Friday finale here on Ken Lavicka Live. Leo in Riviera Beach. What's up, Leo?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Happy Friday.
Yes, sir.
The team or teams that just I always have to watch for some reason, I always glance at the Chargers and the Cowboys.
Okay.
I'm not from California. I'm a Florida native. I mean, maybe the Chargers has something to do. I went to Suncoast Chargers. I always kind of like had an affinity toward that name. And then the Cowboys, I've always kind of, and this might sound like a cocky Dolphins fan, but I've always considered the Dolphins to be on the same echelon as the Cowboys, even though the Cowboys have more Super Bowls, been to more Super Bowls.
Brand awareness, yes. Brand awareness, yes. Anything other than that, no.
Not sure cocky is the right adjective either.
Yeah, I don't think you're cocky. I think you're just an impressionable young man who gets marketed to. So, yes, the Dolphins logo is recognizable. People know it. And then that's where the similarities end.
And I've always kind of said if the Dolphins were going to be any NFC team, it'd probably be most likely like the Cowboys. But
I wish.
You know, I'll leave it at that.
I wish. Even with the playoff failures, I wish that the Dolphins were like that. I see the Cowboys, and I think Leo is probably in the same age ballpark as I am, but I just know that pretty much every week of my life growing up in the most impressionable years of my youth as a sports fan, I mean, it was Pat Summerall and John Madden from Texas Stadium. Like, that right there, like, the Cowboys, to me, they are. I'll probably give them a pop, too, just because that's what I grew accustomed to with Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin.
Absolutely.
And Emmitt Smith. Like, that was just my childhood. But I have no connection to it. I don't care, really.
I feel like those teams you'll get a lot, like the Cowboys and the Atlanta Braves and, you know, these sort of America's team because
I can see
people
the Packers,
got to see them.
Yeah,
the Cubs.
The Cubs are absolutely one because of WGN,
exactly,
because
yeah.
of the exposure that they got, for sure. You know what I do when I see the Cubs on national television?
Watch.
Nope. Flip that off. I actually flip off my TV and then flip the channel. That's exactly what I do. What about you, Stone? Because Stone, J-Mart, you are well into your 40s at this point.
Yeah,
I am nearing 40 at this point. And then we've got the baby over here. So I'm curious, like, what years? Because I would say my prime years as a sports fan probably started in like 1990 and went through the year 2000. Like, those are the most impressionable years of my sports life, okay? So for you, 23-year-old Stone Lebanowitz, I may have been out of college by the time your prime years came.
Yeah, my prime years were probably 2009 and 2014. It's where I fell in love with LeBron James and the Miami Heat.
And
Mike Miller kind of like resonates with me. I still think about him often.
Resonates
uh-huh. with me all the time.
Uh-huh.
But as far as what is appointment
that
viewing,
resonate.
I don't know how I said it. So as far as what, you know, is appointment viewing for me, it's Pac-12 After Dark and Maction.
Because you're a degenerate.
Because I'm a degenerate.
Because you want to bet on late games and you can still stay up late.
There is nothing like being up at 11 p.m. and a football game starting.
Wait, did you just say...
hey, J-Mart, there's nothing like it.
But we can't just act like it's normal. Like,
oh, it is very,
no,
no. very, very, very normal.
No, it's not.
It's called The Chase.
The question is... I don't even know what you're talking about. The question is... What team will make you stop no matter what if you see it when you go by? And you say, what'd you say, Pac-12 and Maction?
Yeah, the Mac and the Pac-12, apparently.
So
all of those teams. So
all of those teams.
Isolated. If he sees Miami of Ohio playing football, if he sees Akron, he'll like, oh, I'm staying with this. This will be good. Oregon State. Oh, hell yeah, let's go.
Bingo. When you get the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors versus the Wyoming Cowboys.
They're not in the Mac or the Pac-12.
But that's that after dark. That's that 10:50 start on that West Coast that we get over here on the East.
Oh, so you're giving us what you watch when there's no other options. Because you're telling me if Alabama football is on, you're going to watch
Hawaii and Wyoming?
If the Salukis are playing somebody terrible, you're going to watch Maction?
Yeah. No. The answer to that is no. But I think when you're talking about something that's on my TV, a lot of the time I don't know some of these Pac-12 teams after dark are even playing. But come 10:30, 11:15 p.m., okay. And I'm scrolling. I'm like, oh my God!
I get the
Oregon State Beavers.
Misunderstanding of the question.
It's
is
absolutely
the problem.
Not.
If we're gonna go, by when sports are played regionally, and you in the Eastern Time Zone are awake at 11:30 to see San Jose State take on, Boise State. That's one thing. But what about at a normal time that most human beings are awake? Like J-Mart and I, we are not up at 11:30 on Saturdays watching your Big West matchup, okay? What we're doing is we're up at 4 o'clock on a Saturday or a Sunday or 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock on a weeknight, okay? So normal times that humans are awake.
Right.
What is a team that will draw your attention, Stone? Just so we can really, J-Mart, really, really condense this question for Stone.
I think, personally, it's probably the Dodgers. Anytime the Dodgers are slotted.
Dodgers.
There.
You stand behind Pac-12 in Maction,
right,
and then you refine the answer by going Dodgers.
You went from Hawaii, Hawaiian football, then we condensed the question to the Dodgers. You see how that's much more sensible compared to what your first answer was.
I do. So if it's 1 p.m., if it's 6 p.m., 3 p.m., and the Dodgers are on, I'm usually watching.
That makes
sense.
But
interesting.
Just because I think they their bats are always hot.
Yeah, you like the way they play. You like that they hit bombs and they're good.
Yeah, frequently these guys are stepping up to the plate and hitting balls. So for me as a casual baseball fan, they're the most entertaining and the most happens when the Dodgers are playing. So I can get into those. But Ken, I was piggybacking off of a reply that you had put out on Twitter when it was this. Somebody had said, it's that chase. It's that after dark. It's those Hawaii Rainbow Warriors. So I loved his answer so much and I resonated with it. And that was my answer. Every single team in that conference past 10 p.m., that is appointment viewing for Stone the Band.
But appointment viewing, and then what takes your attention when it's on national television?
The Akron
Zips. Team. Okay, fine. By the way, if you're going to use the word resonate, it's resonate, not resignate. Resignation is step down, I step away. Resonate, R-E-S-O-N-A-T-E-S, is what you're looking for.
That's why I said I wish you would resonate. Yeah.
I didn't know there were two forms of that word.
Yeah, there's not
they're
two
not.
Forms.
Well, they're not.
I didn't know,
different words.
I didn't know there were two of those words.
Resignate is not a word. Is resignation or resonate?
Resonate.
There you go.
Oh, perfect. My God.
Nice.
Yep.
Very nice.
See, you learned, but I'm glad that we've done that because it's only going to make you better as a radio host.
This is awesome.
Well, we got through that. The Dodgers makes a lot of sense.
Cool.
Now, what you're drawn to, though, is betting. Gambling. After dark, you're up late, maybe the girlfriend's fallen asleep, you're just throwing down bets on Washington State.
Washington State over 52 versus Oregon State.
Okay.
That's what gets me.
See, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. And I do think that that's something J-Mark can respect, but again, that wasn't the question.
Right.
But I get it. Because I know that's what you're into. And I like the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors as well. Like, they're kind of, it's kind of a cool thing to see football played in Honolulu at 1 a.m. if I'm up and finishing being drunk from a little buzz till 1 a.m. That's good stuff. I like it. I'm into it. Fresno State, hey, let's go. Woo! Let's go.
Fresno State has a very good quarterback.
I'm into it. I have no idea. You pay attention to that stuff. I don't. All right. Well, that took us a while to get through that, but we got it. We got it from Stone. What is the team that's not your team that if they're on national television, you'll give them a pop? If you're a Lakers fan, great. Non-playoff Lakers team, you got 39 opportunities this year to do so. Me, taking a pass on that. But I'll give the Raiders, for whatever reason, I'll give them a pop. I'm good with it. Other than your team, though, what is a team that you will tune into if they're on national television just for a little bit, even if it's for a little bit? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. You can tweet at us at KLV1063. That's 888-760-3776. Hey, is joint pain affecting your quality of life? Well, at Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, their team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/orthocare today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians, leading-edge treatments and technology, and they also have you taken care of when it comes to foot and ankle problems, joint replacement, spine and sports medicine care, baptisthealth.net/orthocare. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/orthocare. A documentary that I am totally interested in that is coming out on Netflix, and I have to tell everybody about a situation I ran into at a local gas station. I'll explain when we come back. He's J-Mart. I'm Ken Levick. I'm live on ESPN 106.3.
From the Anajar and Levine Studios in downtown West Palm Beach, you are listening to Ken Levick Alive on ESPN 106.3.
Oh, boy. J-Mart and I just spent that entire break trying to teach Stone that resonate and resign or resignation are two completely different words that mean two completely different things. Stone thought that resonate was resignate, and then we had to teach him that no, there's no such thing as resignate, and no, resonate and resign aren't two forms of the same word. But I think, Stone, I think we made progress. Like, I think you get it now.
Most definitely, I get it. Now that I have them in writing, I do get it.
So this is where I find so much pleasure in the job because J. Martin and I, two men getting up in years, we can help a young buck like Stone learn English. This is truly what it's all about.
You guys are going to hear me in the future throw Resonate around.
That's the best part. He is going to say Resonate so much over the next 2 weeks now that he understands the word and meaning. It's going to be incredible.
Do you know, like,
it resonated with him.
What's been resonating with me
what's that?
Over the last couple of seconds is that in actuality, that young man is more educated than I am.
He's got a college degree, right? You got your degree from Southern Illinois. Yeah.
And I'm not totally sure how to feel about it right now because it's just sinking in and really resonating with me that is actually the case.
See, this is a good example of something resonating, Stone, right here. What J-Mart's going through.
Noted.
Noted. Oh, man, it's so good. Let's get to our EDS air conditioning coolest moment of the week.
Time now for the coolest moment of the week.
Cool, yeah.
The coolest moment of the week is brought to you by EDS air conditioning.
J-Mart, may I interest you in a Netflix documentary coming out October 7th about the Redeem Team, the 2008 U.S. men's basketball team that won the gold medal in Beijing with LeBron, Kobe, D-Wade, and Kevin Durant. Can I interest you in yet? Is that something you would tune into?
Totally.
Well, good news. It's coming to Netflix October 7th. It is never-before-seen footage behind the scenes of the Redeem Team's trip to Beijing where they won the gold medal. Kobe and D-Wade were electric in those Olympics. Kobe and D. Wade were the reason that the U.S. won gold at those Olympics. So Netflix has that documentary coming out. Netflix making the announcement just a couple of hours ago. That's pretty cool to me. That is the EDS air conditioning coolest moment of the week. You know what else is pretty cool to me? When your AC is functioning, when your AC is working, when your AC hasn't completely sputtered out and died, when temperatures are in the 90s and humidity is 1,000,000,000%, like it is, especially in the summer here in South Florida. You need someone you can depend on. That's EDS Air Conditioning. EDS is yes. I know that there is a lot of different AC companies down here that you can consider. I don't know how to pick one. Well, here's why EDS should be the one to go to. First of all you have to do is remember EDS is yes. I'll say it again. EDS is yes. It rhymes. There you go. Perfect. Committed to memory. EDS is yes. But they set up appointment schedules around you. They're not holding you hostage. Oh, we'll be there Thursday. But it's Monday. When your AC is out, there is no amount of time that is quick enough for an air conditioning company to get out and fix the problem. EDS setting up appointment schedules around you. They're a train comfort specialist. It's hard to stop a train. EDS Air Conditioning, they've been doing it since 2006. They're family-owned and operated. Palm Beach County and surrounding areas. That's EDS Air Conditioning. EDS is yes. Check them out. EDSAirConditioning.com. That's EDSAirConditioning.com. That is EDS Air Conditioning. So that documentary that comes out October 7th, I have a feeling it's going to do big numbers. And I don't take this the wrong way, but I think it's going to do big numbers, especially because of Kobe, right? If Kobe was still with us, this came out, it would be fun. It would be a nice novelty. But because Kobe's no longer here with us and he's going to be prominently featured in that, like, that's big time viewership for Netflix, right?
Sure. Man, why would I take that the wrong way?
I was going to ask the same thing.
Because of my LeBron love?
Yeah.
Or because it's after he's dead?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No, because it's after he's dead. Netflix is taking advantage. Or like I'm saying that, people wouldn't be interested, but because of Kobe's death, now they're into it. I do think that's going to generate more interest, though, because there's a 100%. Sense of memory.
Absolutely.
With it, right?
100%. And I will tell you that, especially if you think of it this way, when Kobe was alive, he was a very divisive personality. I would not have watched a documentary that was highly focused on Kobe when he was with us. But
now it seems like appointment viewing, right?
But it was because it was like, not that I hated the guy, but he was always a rival of my team, and I did I did have negative things to say and all that about him.
Absolutely.
But then once he passes, even people like me, all you can do is appreciate what he did and what he put out there. So yeah, and I do want
to
see that now.
That
I do want
to
see it.
That
I really
is
do.
Very much a good way to put it.
I have a feeling this is a docuseries. I feel like this can't be a one.
Yeah, no,
thing.
It'll be a docuseries.
Okay, cool.
And just by chance, and we're not going to cover this, Stone. I know we've been trying to, but we'll do it next week when more people have seen the documentary. Have you seen the Manti Te'o documentary on Netflix?
No, but I need to see it.
Okay. Yes,
and I actually had some guilt about that this morning. Luckily, my brain doesn't work at all, so like I feel guilt, and then it's gone in 15
it
seconds.
It disappears, right.
But now that you remind me of it, I was feeling guilty this morning because I saw a headline that somebody wrote that like we should all apologize to Manti Te'o. And as I think back, I said awful things on this air.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
about him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And just misunderstanding the scenario and situation.
That's part of the reason I brought it up, because I have gone through the exact same. I saw it, and I have gone through the exact same wavelength of thoughts that you have about that. I mean, just, I crushed him, made fun of him, because he was easy. Right?
Well, we didn't understand catfishing either.
No, and especially how elaborate that thing turned out to be. Even though it was only one person, it was elaborate, and it was thought through, and it was insane. But to me, just seeing, you'd lose perspective when you're in the middle of something, and it's just a firestorm. You lose perspective of all of the force coming at one person with that same tone, and man, it's heavy. You should watch, because you're right. You were on the air here every single day when that was happening. I remember vividly things that were said that
blaming him,
him,
mocking
him, calling him names.
Absolutely.
The whole thing.
And Ken, you asked me through a text message, you said, do you even remember it happening like that? And I'm curious, you know, to ask you the same thing after you watch it, because my answer was hell no. I don't remember it happening like this at all. Watching the entire thing, I did not know what was coming. I did not know what was next.
Days on Manti Te'o.
Well, and I will be surprised when I watch it, too, because it was never clear in real time what actually did happen.
Oh, you're going to be...
It was never totally clear that it wasn't him all along.
That's filled the entire point of the whole thing.
Exactly.
This filled in a lot of holes for me, and I tell you, like, I mean, Manti Te'o...
What's the name of it?
Untold.
It's a girlfriend that didn't exist.
Yeah, Untold, the girlfriend that didn't exist, the Manti Te'o story. You'll find it. It's in the top 10 on Netflix. Joe is in Jupiter. Joe's on Ken Levicka Live. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. First of all, I want to thank you, Ken. I want to thank you, J-Mart, for mentioning all that airtime with my beloved Mavericks and Luka and the Cowboys today.
You're welcome.
And I also want to thank Leo, too, because I think this is the second or third time he's actually mentioned to the Cowboys on your airwaves. Other than me, I don't know who else does. But thank you, Leo, if you're listening. And on your topic of must-see TV, other than my team I just mentioned, I really don't have, and I never have, other than them. I mean, I love the NFL. I'll watch all the games regularly, but I will shock you on what is must-see for me. Many years ago, we're talking late 90s, I had to get through the summer after basketball and before football started. So I got into NASCAR. And to this day, I am still in the NASCAR.
Interesting.
And there's nothing better for me, especially during the summer, Daytona 500, Talladega, especially when they're under the lights, Charlotte, like I said, Charlotte Motor Speedway. But I would say those two events, it's just must watch for me. And it's two or three times a year. And that goes back to the late to mid-90s. It's, I don't know, the
that
cars are cool, they're beautiful.
I love that. I think the that's
racers,
good stuff.
I mean, they're athletes. No matter who says they just turn left, they do way more than that. You know, so it's a fascinating sport once you get into it. So,
I did not see NASCAR coming. Have a great weekend, Joe. Did not see that coming. Believe it or not, I did go through a NASCAR phase in junior high.
Did you?
That's when, like, Jeff Gordon was coming to prominence. And then we lost Dale.
And you gave up on the sport? The guy died. The icon dies and you walk away, even though you like Jeff Gordon?
It was too much for
you. You like the Rainbow Warrior?
It was too much for me.
My dad.
I do remember that vividly, though. I was in Orlando visiting Disney World with my marching band.
When he died?
When Dale died, yeah.
Wow.
My dad worked at Home Depot for a couple decades, so Tony Stewart was a big part of my life.
I was wondering where that was going.
I phased as well.
No, what are you talking about?
I was wondering how we went from Dale Earnhardt to Home Depot, but you said
my dad
Stewart.
Was a priest, so I agree.
No.
What is going on?
He said he went to a NASCAR phase. I went to a NASCAR phase, so, and I was a fan of Tony Stewart because my father worked at a Home Depot. So that's how that one worked.
You didn't start with Tony Stewart. You started with your dad at Home Depot.
If you would have said, oh, yeah, Tony Stewart, my dad worked at Home Depot, but I didn't know at first where you were going because you're like, oh, my dad worked at Home Depot. I'm like, wait, what? So, no, I get the connection now.
So I, same as you, went through a NASCAR phase.
Tony Stewart.
Tony the Tiger.
Smoke.
you know, you just ruined both those NASCAR points.
Yeah, that's right. All right, let's get a break so we can get to the starting five for J-Mart. We are wasting everybody's time. That is J-Mart. I'm Ken Levick. I'm live on ESPN 106.3.
From the Anajar and Levine Studios in downtown West Palm Beach, you are listening to Ken Levick Live on ESPN 106.3.
Hey, when I forgot the frozen meals I had purchased for lunch in my automobile and had to go retrieve them in the middle of the show, the one bright spot was that I got to go see my car. My Kia K5 GT is glistening in the South Florida sun. I love you, car. And I got it at Greenway Kia West Palm Beach. That Kia K5 GT, what a fun car to drive. It was love at first sight. And I had a great car buying experience. And the best thing about Greenway Kia West Palm Beach is not just that you're going to leave the lot with a beautiful Kia automobile. It's that they're going to do everything they humanly can to get you off the lot with a Greenway Kia automobile because they have a credit clinic on site. They have bank reps on site. You could go in saying, there is no way. My credit is so poor, and I'm only saying this out of experience because I've had bad credit. It's okay. They are going to work super hard to get something that not only works, gets you off the lot with a car, but does so where you're not waking up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat later on wondering how you're going to make your car payment. They just work for you. Isn't that what we're looking for, especially in a car dealership? They're working for you. Greenway Kia West Palm Beach, greenwaykiawestpalmbeach.com, Military Trail, half mile south of Palm Beach International Airport. That's Greenway Kia West Palm Beach. J-Mart pays attention to sports through sports cards, the burgeoning industry, and every week he takes it upon himself to just be a good guy and give you tips on how to financially improve yourself with the sports card industry. It's J-Mart starting five, but first, let's hear from the lawyers.
John Martin's advice about sports cards is solely his opinion and does not reflect the views of Good Karma Brands, ESPN West Palm, Ken Levicka, Stone Labanowitz, or any actor or actress in the Marvel Universe. J-Mart is not to be trusted in matters of money, so don't make financial decisions based on his advice. He is also a self-described idiot.
Thank you, Deep Voice Esquire. Here is J-Mart 5 through 1 expedited edition of the Starting Five. J-Mart number 5.
Yeah, let's roll through them. We'll start with MMA. You know, I got to give you some of that. This weekend, we're going to see a prospect, heavyweight Alexander Romanov. He's 16-0. He's taking off Marcin Tybura on the prelims. He's the last fight on the prelims. This is his toughest fight yet. He should be able to overcome this, but if he does, you're going to see his prices jump for
sure.
All right,
so buy right now Alexander Romanov.
Another person you got to buy right now, Wei Li Zhang. Her fight was just announced with Carla Esparza. She will be the champion.
She's a warrior.
Mark my words. She's going to be the champion. I would buy her now because she's going up, in my opinion.
Buy Wei Li Zhang and Alexander Romanov, UFC.
My next two are kind of strange because they typically fly in the face of what I tell you guys, and it's about people that are hyped up. And these next two are guys that have been completely hyped up, but I think now might be the time. First off, Zion Williamson.
Nice.
He's coming into this season supposedly shredded, looking great, got an extension. Watch out for Zion Williamson
this
year. Not
just shredded cheese, actually shredded.
Chip on his shoulder.
That's right. Not potato chips. Not Pringles. I stole it. I'm sorry.
You stole it.
I jumped in. That was bad of me.
And the other guy we talked about earlier, he's the Slovenian. I think this is the future of the NBA, Luka Doncic. But keep in mind, though, here's what I'm going to say about this. His prices are already super high. I'm just telling you, if you definitely want to get in on Luka, his prices are going to go up come this season. So they're already high, but if you want some, get in now.
You got
to
get in now. Yeah, do not wait on that or else he might be out of your price range.
You got it. And lastly, last one, if you have any Serena Williams cards.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
She had a rookie from 2003. It's a 2003 Net Pro was the name of the card.
Okay.
If you have any of those laying around, get it out, sell it now, because since she announced her retirement, they have been going up, and they probably will be nice and high until her retirement. But after that, once she's off of the scene for a little bit, there's no way they're going to continue to rise.
I was going to say, oh, what happens? How quickly does that market then drop for Serena cards as soon as she loses at the U.S. Open?
It won't be long. And then you'll get another bump again when, like, the Hall of Fame stuff comes around and that kind of thing.
Man, that is so fascinating how, like, stuff not even pertaining to on the court or on the field or on the, you know, I don't know, in the pool.
It's a total stock market.
Octagon. Yeah, it's a total. Yeah. But that can affect all that stuff. All right, so the starting five for J-Mart. UFC, Alexander Romanov, Wei Li Zhang. Buy him. Buy him up. Do it now. Zion Williamson. Do it now. Do you want to get off your potato chip joke?
No. It lost its bulk.
I know. I'm sorry. Not bulk. Cheese puffs. I don't know. Luka Doncic. Buy it now. Buy it now. And then Serena Williams. You're going to want to sell before she loses at the U.S. Open.
In the first round.
There we go. All right, J-Mart. Well done.
Thanks, pal.
We'll see you next week. We'll do this again next week. Stone, sorry I jumped on your joke. Resonate.
All
you
good.
You got it?
Yes, sir. Learn it.
All right. That's Stone. I'm Ken. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Talk to you Monday. Bye-bye.